This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good morning. Senate Education will come to order. Welcome to everyone that is here present physically in the audience and to those of you listening via remote, either through the radio or the magic of the interweb and 5G brought to you by an unnamed corporate sponsor. We're happy to have you with us this morning. A reminder, rules of the committee. If you have a personal electronic device that makes a noise of any sort, please make sure at this point that it is silenced. There is a penalty for violation of the chair's rule of silence of your communication devices. This morning's violator prosecutor will be Senator Shane Fish. You will be responsible to him. He will set the amount and the destination of said penalty. Could range from anything, including sweets and deliverables to the committee, through a donation to his favorite charity. So we love to give money to charity, so test the vice chair and see what his penalty is if you so desire to tread in that direction. A reminder, if you're here to testify on any matter before the committee this morning, please ensure that you have signed in on the podium so we can make an accurate record of your appearance before the Education Committee. Also, if you are representing anyone other than yourself, you must appear with the appropriate adornment on your lapel, indicating you have registered with a lobbyist in the Secretary of State's office. If you appear before the committee without such apparel, you will not be allowed to testify until that situation is rectified. And we have two wonderful pages here will help escort you to the appropriate location to make sure that you get that business taken care of. When we get to the question and answer session, I request that you direct your questions through the chair. And I will direct them to the committee member, and the answer the same. That will take the emotion out of the process, should any arise, and will allow us to get the information we need in a proper format and make sure that we don't get into a tit-for-tat and a he-said-she-said situation. The committee is in order. We will call roll. Mona.
Senator Boland?
Here.
Senator Heinert? Senator Jensen?
Here.
Senator Smith?
Here.
Senator Steinhauer?
Here.
Senator Shane Fish?
Here.
Senator Kurt?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Quorum does exist. I'll take a motion to approve the minutes from our last meeting. Move to approve the minutes by Senator Jensen, seconded by Senator Boland. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are approved. For those of you participating in the committee this morning, Senate Bill 94 will be deferred at the discretion of the chair this morning. That remains on the agenda for us, Senate Bill 88 and our three reappointments, as well as House Bill 1030. And we will begin the calendar with Senate Bill 88. The chair moves to table Senate Bill 88.
Seconded.
Motion has been made by myself to table Senate Bill 88, seconded by Senator Boland. It's a non-debatable motion. All those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say nay. Mona, if you would please call the roll.
Senator
Boland?
Aye.
Heiner? Jensen?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Shane Fish?
Aye.
Kurt?
Aye. 6 yeas with 1 excused. Senate Bill 88 has been tabled. We will move on to the next item on our agenda this morning, which is it House Bill? We'll do some of the appointments, so I think we're going to just do some calling in. Is that right? Okay, so we're going to get some folks on the phone. We'll be at ease for a minute until we get folks on the telephone. If anyone has direct contact with Mr. Fain, we're getting his answering machine, so it's going to be tough for us to reappoint him if he doesn't participate this morning. The Senate Education Committee at this point will consider the reappointment and the opportunity to advise and consent to such of Mr. Doug Eckerman of Yankton County, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Board of Technical Education. I believe we have Doug on the phone. Can you hear us, Doug?
Yes, I can. Good morning.
Good morning. Please proceed. The committee is eagerly awaiting your testimony.
Okay. Again, my name is Doug Eckerman. I'm the Chief Executive Officer at Avera Sacred Heart Hospital in Yankton, South Dakota. I have served in healthcare administration in South Dakota for the past 35 years, including the last 26 years here in Yankton. I have served on the initial South Dakota Board of Technical Education since its inception in 2017. And prior to that, I served on the board of RTEC, which is a regional technical education center funded locally here in Yankton. I also serve on the board of Yankton Area Progressive Growth and several other nonprofit boards. And so I've enjoyed my time on the Board of Technical Education, and I think we've have some terrific technical institutions, and seeing them come together and function as a system, and helping South Dakota lead the nation in high quality technical education, I think is a reality, and we have some work to do, but some great people to help lead those efforts.
Thank you, Doug. Anything else?
No, not at this time, but would be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to appear before the committee and give proponent testimony on the reappointment of Doug Eckerin to the South Dakota Board of Technical Education? Good morning, Ms. Sanderson.
Good morning, Senator, Senate Education Committee members. My name is Tiffany Sanderson. I'm the governor's senior policy advisor on education issues. I come today before you in support of Doug Eckerin's reconfirmation to the Board of Technical Education. I've known Doug since he started on the state board in 2017. At that time, I worked at the Department of Education with Career and Technical Education, and am so proud of the efforts that Doug and others on the board have brought forward over the last 2 years. He mentioned the nation's top two-year technical college system in the country, and they've had such a hand in shaping that over the last couple of years. I've watched Doug expertly bring together education, workforce development efforts, and economic development efforts. He mentioned what he's done in the region around the Yankton area, and now bringing that to the state level. He's considerate and thoughtful in the decisions that the board and the issues that the board deals with, and asks the tough questions to shape people's thinking and the direction of the board going forward. So very much support his reconfirmation to the Board of Technical Education. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further proponents of the reappointment of Doug Eckerin? Morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. My name is Nick Wendell, and I serve as the Executive Director of the South Dakota Board of Technical Education. I am here to offer my support as for Doug Eckern's reappointment onto the Board of Technical Education. I would echo some of Ms. Sanderson's comments about Mr. Eckern's service. He's been a valuable member of the board for the last 2 years, certainly brings expertise in the healthcare field, but also has been deeply involved in his community through service on the Yankton School Board, the Chamber of Commerce, and other links to the business community. I also wanted to note for you as community members that when these board members were appointed in the summer of 2017, we staggered their appointments. And so Mr. Eckern, along with the other folks that you're considering this morning, were initially appointed to two-year terms. This reappointment would be for a second term, which would be 3 years in duration. And as our administrative rule states, our board members are allowed to serve two consecutive terms. And so in Mr. Eckern's case, this would be his second of two terms. And just wanted to heartily support his reappointment to the board.
Thank you. Further proponents for the reappointment of Doug Eckerin to the South Dakota Board of Technical Education? Is there anyone that wishes to appear in opposition to the reappointment of Doug Eckerin to the Board of Technical Education? If not, committee questions or action on the reappointment of Doug Eckerin to the South Dakota Board of Technical Education? Senator Boland.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I would move advise and consent approval for Mr. Eckerin from Yankton for a three-year term on the South Dakota Board of Technical Education.
Senator Boland has moved that the Senate Education Committee do advise and consent to the reappointment of Doug Eckerin from Yankton County, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Board of Technical Education. Seconded by Senator Jensen. Comments on your motion, Senator?
Very briefly, he came here 2 years ago, I believe, and we had a very thorough hearing, and I would certainly urge his reconfirmation. I think this board is actually working quite well. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further comments? Seeing none, the motion before the committee is that the Senate Education Committee do advise and consent to the reappointment of Doug Eckerin, Yankton County, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Board of Technical Education. All in favor will say aye, yes, or yay. Opposed, nay. Mona, if you would please run through the roll call.
Senator Boland?
Aye.
Heinert? Jensen?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Shane Fish?
Aye.
Kurd?
Aye.
6 yeas, 1 excused.
6 affirmative, 1 excused. Doug Eckeren has successfully negotiated the Senate Education Committee for a second time. That means his clock has started. Education Committee has advised and consented the reappointment of Doug Eckeren, Yankton County, to the South Dakota Board of Technical Education. Thank you for appearing before the committee this morning, Mr. Eckeren. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. Have a great day as well. Thank you. Goodbye.
The committee will be at recess for a moment as we make additional phone-a-friend calls here to get the rest of our folks on the line. In the interim, we've got two pages with us this morning helping the Senate Education Committee out for a couple weeks' stint. If you would come forward and let everyone know who you are, where you're from, and where you're headed, we would appreciate it. A reminder as they come forward, if you have materials to distribute to the committee this morning, that you pass those to the pages so they may hand those to us. So if you are carrying coronavirus, we'll all be make sure that everyone gets a chance to have their hands on it. So,
my name is Ella Hand, and I'm a senior at Stanley County High School in Fort Pierre, and I plan on going to SDSU to major in biology next year.
Biology, and then what? Do you know yet? No, whatever biology brings. Good for you.
My name is Megan Linke. I go to Woonsocket High School. I'm a senior, and next year, I guess in the fall of this year, I plan to attend SDSU, probably for nursing.
For nursing. Great. You guys could end up as dorm mates, right? Yeah, you could. Well, thanks for being here and helping the committee out. Mr. Peterson, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for probably getting up late for you. I'm sure you're up and at it well before now, but thank you for taking the time to appear before the Senate Education Committee this morning via telephone. The matter before the Senate Education Committee now is the reappointment of Scott Peterson from Butte County, Belfouche, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Board of Technical Education. Mr. Peterson, we know you've been appointed. This is a reappointment. We're pleased to have you appear before the committee and speak on your behalf.
Good morning. Thank you. I guess I'll just quickly say that I very much enjoyed being on this board. Very excited about the direction that the board is going with our schools and the direction our schools are going. And I am honored to be reappointed.
Short and sweet. We appreciate that.
Short and sweet.
Makes our business efficient. Is there anyone else that wishes to appear this morning for the Education Committee considering the reappointment of Scott Peterson to the South Dakota Board of Technical Education? Welcome back, Ms. Sanderson.
Thank you, Senator. I've known Scott since we both served on the Governor's Workforce Development Council in the mid-2010s and have had great admiration for all of his work and his ambition in moving education and workforce development efforts across the state forward. By way of background, Scott is the owner of Scott Peterson Motors in Belfouche and Sturgis. He's been in the car business since 1988. He's also served on the Governor's Workforce Development Council, the South Dakota Automotive Dealers Board, and the Belfouche Development Corporation. He was one of the four nominees submitted by Western Dakota Technical Institute when the board first started. In my experience, I know Scott to be a very visionary man, not just in the auto industry, but for workforce development efforts in all areas where there's high needs. And he's a guy who puts his time and energy into action behind that vision. So I stand in strong support of Scott Peterson's reconfirmation to the Board of Technical Education.
Thank you. Anyone else that would wish to appear before the committee as it considers the reappointment of Scott Peterson to the South Dakota Board of Technical Education? Welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Again, Nick Wendell from the South Dakota Board of Technical Education. I also am in support of Mr. Peterson's reappointment to the Board of Technical Education. As Ms. Sanderson noted, Scott has been instrumental in workforce development efforts across the state for a number of years, deeply involved in the Auto Dealers Association, in the Workforce Development Council, lots of issues in Western South Dakota involved with the Belfouche Development Corporation and Western Dakota Technical Institute. As Ms. Sanderson noted, he is appointed as a representative of Western Dakota Technical Institute, and I think has brought a great perspective about the needs of Western South Dakota and an understanding of what's happening at Western Dakota Tech. He also has great background in the agriculture industry and runs a cattle operation in Western South Dakota, and so he's somebody who's got a great deal of expertise in a variety of sectors that are impacted by technical education. Like Mr. Eckern, he was initially appointed to a two-year term, and so this would be a reappointment to his second term, which would be 3 years in duration. I should have noted before I spoke the first time that we did circulate bio information and some background on our board, so each of you should have some additional information on the timeline of the Board of Technical Education and each of our members. And before I wrap up my comments on Mr. Peterson, I wanted to note that Mr. Fain should be available by phone now. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents on the reappointment of Scott Peterson to the South Dakota Board of Technical Education? Anyone appearing this morning before the committee in opposition to the reappointment of Scott Peterson to the South Dakota Board of Technical Education? Committee action and or questions on the reappointment of Scott Peterson to the South Dakota Board of Technical Education? Senator Heinert.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move due pass on the reappointment of Mr. Scott Peterson.
Second.
Senator Heinert has moved that the Senate Education Committee advise and consent to the reappointment of Scott Peterson to the South Dakota Board of Technical Education, seconded by Senator Shainfish. Comments on your motion, Senator Heinert?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, and very briefly, I just appreciate Mr. Peterson's willingness to serve in this capacity. I think he does a great job for his community and the Northern Hills, and he's a cowboy. So, and comes from good stock. So, I just appreciate his willingness.
Well, Mr. Peterson, I know that that accolade, there is none higher from Senator Heinert than to call you a cowboy. So, I consider that a resounding statement of support. Any other comments on the motion to reappoint Scott Peterson to the Senate Education Committee? Do advise and consent the same to the South Dakota Board of Technical Education. If not, those in favor will vote aye, yes, or nay. Those opposed, nay. Mona.
Senator Bolin?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Shainfish?
Aye.
Hurd?
Aye.
Seven yeas.
Seven yeas with none opposed. South Dakota Board of Technical Education is happy, I'm sure, to see Scott Peterson reappointed, at least through this part of the process, and that will go to the floor for consideration by the full Senate. Thank you, Mr. Peterson. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you very much, and excuse me, thank you, everybody, for the kind words. I appreciate it.
No luck. So we are going to move on to the reappointment of Bob Fain to the South Dakota Board of Technical Education. If he cannot join us, we still have people here, I believe, to testify on his behalf. So we'll proceed with that. The motion matter before the committee is the reappointment of Bob Fain to the South Dakota Board of Technical Education. Bob's from Watertown, South Dakota, in Coddington County. Ms. Sanderson, would you like to come up and give us some comments about Mr. Fain?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Committee members, Tiffany Sanderson in the Governor's Office, come today before you in support of Mr. Bob Fain for his reappointment to the Board of Technical Education. Bob is a longtime Watertown resident, and many of you may have known Bob for longer than I have. Our paths started to cross in 2017, and I feel really fortunate to have worked with him through the Board of Technical Education work. He served here in the legislature from 2005 to 2011. He's a businessman and owns and operates KXLG Radio in Watertown. He's very involved for years with Lake Area Technical Institute and brought his understanding and expertise to the state level in 2017 when the board was first established. Bob is a phenomenal communicator and consensus builder, bringing people and big ideas together, making the strong connections that really can help drive and move policy forward that's important for our state. So stand in support of Bob Fain's reappointment to the Board of Technical Education.
Thank you. I may be the only one that finds irony in your comment that he's a great communicator when this morning we can't communicate at all with him, but comments notwithstanding. I agree with you. I've known Bob since 2008. Nick, are you going to come back and chat with us some? Thank you.
Mr. Chair, Nick Wendell from the South Dakota Board of Technical Education, again rising in support of Bob Fain's reappointment to the Board of Technical Education. Over the last 2 years, Mr. Fain has served as the vice chairman of our board and provided tremendous leadership for our nine-member board. Also has tremendous legislative background and so can often give us insight into the mechanisms of the state of South Dakota, has been deeply involved in workforce development efforts across the state, of course, serving on the Skilled Workforce Advisory Council, a group whose efforts in some ways predate the Board of Technical Education in terms of workforce development across the state, deeply involved in the Watertown community for years. Prior to his appointment to our board, he is serving as an at-large member, initially appointed to a two-year term and requesting now reappointment for a second three-year term.
Thank you, Mr. Wendell. Anyone else that would like to appear before the committee this morning supporting the reappointment of Bob Fain to the South Dakota Board of Technical Education? Anyone that would like to appear in opposition to the reappointment of Bob Fain to the South Dakota Board of Technical Education for his second term? Committee action, questions, or discussion on the reappointment of Bob Fain to the South Dakota Board of Technical Education? Senator Smith.
Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've known Bob for a long time. If you ask him what his proudest achievement was as a legislator, he'll tell you that he was the one who sponsored the bill that outlawed smoking in restaurants and bars. So we all smell better because of Bob. With that in mind, I'd like to move advice and consent for Bob Fain for reappointment to the South Dakota Board of Technical Education.
Well, those are great comments. I thought you meant because Bob smelled bad that we all smelled better next to him. But that being notwithstanding, just as a matter of process, you can't make preparatory comments before a motion. So your great support. I'm sure there's someone else here just itching to make an motion that we advise and consent. Senator Boland.
Mr. Chair, I move advise and consent approval for Bob Fain to a second term on the Board of Technical Education for the state of South Dakota.
Is there a second?
Second.
Senator Boland has moved advise and consent on the reappointment of Bob Fain to the South Dakota Board of Technical Education, seconded by Senator Smith. Any comments on your motion, Senator Boland?
Three of us on this committee served for 2 years with Mr. Fain in the legislature. It was our first term in the legislature. I'm just going to leave it at that. I think he's very qualified for this position. Mr. Fain was a very good legislator. I think he's very qualified for this position. And I would we had a hearing 2 years ago, quite a thorough hearing when Mr. Fain was here in person. All of these people, I just like to say, 2 years ago, they had to appear physically, be physically present here for their approval. So I would encourage a yes vote for Mr. Fain in this regard, a second term on this board. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further comments by the committee regarding the reappointment of Bob Fain to the South Dakota Board of Technical Education? Seeing none from the committee, those in favor of the advice and consent of Bob Fain to the South Dakota Board of Technical Education and his reappointment thereto will vote aye, yes, or yay. Those opposed, nay. Mona, if you'd call the roll.
Senator Boland?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Shane Fish?
Aye.
Kurd?
Aye.
Seven yeas, no nays.
It's a unanimous vote to the advice and consent of Bob Fain to the South Dakota Board of Technical Education. That will go to the Senate floor for full consideration by the Senate. Thank you, folks, for being here in support of the reappointment of these fine individuals to the South Dakota Board of Technical Education this morning. We look forward to further discussion about this on the Senate floor. Senator Boland.
Mr. Chair, just some clarification. Is it possible that these three reappointments can be placed on consent? Is that a possibility?
I think we can do so, yes. And I assume that they would, unless anyone has opposition to say.
Thank you.
For those of you that are in attendance, a new procedure this year is a unanimous vote on any matter before a chamber committee will be placed almost automatically on the consent calendar, unless a senator or they're in the House would request that it not go on the consent calendar. And so we anticipate that these reappointments will be placed on the Senate consent calendar for consideration. Of course, any member of the Senate can pull one of those reappointments off for debate on the floor should they choose to do so at any time before they're up for final action and consideration. All right, the next matter before the Senate Education Committee this morning is, I think, our first House bill, finally, House Bill 1030. If there is anyone who is here to give proponent testimony on House Bill 1030, that's revised certain provisions regarding the Board of Technical Education, apropos after our reappointment this morning. Welcome back, Mr. Wendell.
Thank you, Chairman Kurd, members of the committee. My name, once again, is Nick Wendell from the Board of Technical Education. Pleased to encourage your support of House Bill 1030. When the Board of Technical Education came to fruition in 2017. It did so through the passage of Senate Bill 65, which cleaned up a number of areas of state statute that at the time referred to the South Dakota Board of Education standards as having oversight and connection to our state's four post-secondary technical institutes. Since 2017, occasionally we have found areas within the statute that still need to be cleaned up, and this bill does just that. It just simply changes some outdated references from the South Dakota Board of Education standards to the Board of Technical Education. There are no substantive changes to statute or the intention behind either of these sections. These are simple cleanup changes that just shift the language from Board of Education standards that used to provide oversight to our institutes now to the newly formed Board of Technical Education that provides that level of oversight. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further proponent testimony for House Bill 1030? Is there anyone that wishes to appear before Senate Education that would like to testify in opposition to House Bill 1030? Is Ms. Owen here? Should I see her? Can you grab Deborah Owen? She's out there with her glasses on. Hello. I have on my sign-in sheet that you would like to testify against House Bill 1030. Is that accurate? Inaccurate. Okay, thank you. Just wanted to confirm. Anyone else here that would like to testify in opposition to House Bill 1030? Seeing none, committee action, questions, or discussion on House Bill 1030. Senator Boland.
Question for the gentleman who is the proponent.
Mr. Wendell, if you would, please. Senator Boland, state your question.
Thank you. My question, Mr. Wendell, does this allow for the change in the names of the institutions?
Mr. Chair?
Senator, Mr. Wendell, yes, please.
Thank you for the question, Senator Boland. No, that is in a separate bill.
Okay.
This just changes the cleanup language.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Wendell, would you elaborate on that for the Education Committee slightly so that we're all not left in the dark if we don't know what you're talking about?
Yes.
I think we're all aware, but just to make it clear for those listening in and those here this morning that are listening to Senate Education.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
There is an effort right now that has passed unanimously through the House Education Committee, House Bill 1083, I believe, which would change the names of our state's four post-secondary technical institutes to technical colleges, aligning South Dakota with 48 other states in the nation, not changing the mission of our institutions in any way, but just changing the name from technical institutes to technical colleges. I believe it's being heard on the House floor this afternoon.
Thank you. Further questions regarding House Bill 1030, committee discussion, or action? Senator Boland.
Well, thank you. I move due pass on House Bill 1030.
Senator Boland has moved due pass on House Bill 1030, which is to revise certain provisions regarding the Board of Technical Education, seconded by Senator Jensen. Comments on your motion, Senator?
Seems like a reasonable bill. I just wanted that one little bit of clarification, and I urge our support for this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Further comments regarding the due pass motion by Senator Boland, seconded by Senator Jensen, to revise certain provisions regarding the South Dakota Board of Technical Education? All those in favor will vote aye, yes, or yay. Those opposed, nay. Mona, if you would please tally the votes for us as you call our names.
Senator Boland?
Aye.
Senator Heinert?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Shane Fish?
Aye.
Kurd?
Aye.
Seven yeas, no nays.
Seven yeas with none in opposition. As previous, House Bill 1030 has been placed, will be placed on the consent calendar unless there's a senator here that would like to speak in opposition to such. If not, we'll see it later for full consideration by the Senate on the consent calendar. That concludes the formal business for the Senate Education Committee this morning. I'd like to make note how blisteringly quickly we were able to dispatch with all of our work, a sign of the dedication and professionalism of the committee and our staff that assists us. We appreciate you being here this morning. We have a few bills that are left in the hopper for us to consider. You will all remember that Senate Bill 66 has been deferred to the 13th of February. That's a week from Thursday when we plan to address Senate Bill 66. There's always the potential that that could be brought up before the committee by a two-thirds vote of the committee at any point. That could occur Thursday or Tuesday, but there's no plans to do so at this time. I believe discussions are ongoing. Is that correct, Senator Heinert?
Correct.
And then we will have some more items. Senate Bill 94 will more likely than not appear later on this week or first part of next week. And that will conclude the business for this morning. Any announcements or other matters of importance for Senate Education to consider this morning? Senator Steinhauer moves that the committee adjourn.
Second.
Seconded by Senator Boland. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The committee is adjourned. Thank you.